Unit 3. The First Modern Olympic Games. Page 30.
Every 4 years, the best athletes gather for the Olympic Games. Athletes test their strength, endurance, and skill against competitors from nearly every nation. The modern Olympics has existed for over 100 years. However, the Games have a much longer history than that. The ancient Olympic Games took place in Greece. Originally part of a religious festival that honored the god Zeus, the first games were first held in 776 BC. At first, the only event was a foot race. Later, additional events were added: wrestling, boxing, discus and javelin throwing, and others. The ancient games were played for around 1,200 years. In AD 393, the Roman Emperor Theodosius banned the games because they had become too commercial and political. The Olympic idea was nearly forgotten until the late 19th century. A young French aristocrat, Baron Pierre de Coubertin, dreamed of bringing the games back to life. He believed that it was important for young people to develop both their bodies and their minds. He also believed that international sports competitions would promote friendly relations among nations. In 1894, Coubertin organized the International Sports Congress, assembling 79 delegates from 9 countries in Paris. There, he suggested the revival of the Olympics. Coubertin originally planned to hold the event in Paris. However, the representatives convinced him to hold the games in Greece, where the Olympics began. The first modern Olympics were held 2 years later. King George of Greece opened the games, which attracted 100,000 spectators. Approximately 250 athletes took part. All the athletes were male. Women first participated at the 1900 Olympics in Paris. The athletes represented 13 countries: Australia, Austria, Bulgaria, Denmark, France, Britain, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, Switzerland, Sweden, and the United States. About half of the athletes were Greek. Coubertin wanted a mixture of ancient sports, such as running and wrestling, and modern sports, such as shooting and bicycling. There were 42 events in 9 sports. The ceremonies honoring winners began at the 1896 Olympics. When an athlete won an event, musicians played the national anthem of his country and his national flag was raised, still an Olympic custom. Medals were also awarded in 1896, but not until the end of the games. Today, a gold medal is given for first place, a silver medal for second place, and a bronze medal for third. In 1896, silver was more valuable than gold, so a silver medal was given for first place and a gold for second. There was no third place award then. Preparation and training for the 1896 Olympics were quite casual. Travel was slower and full of unexpected problems. For example, it took the 13 members of the U.S. team 2 weeks to get to Athens, and they had to pay their own steamship fare. They thought they were going to arrive weeks early and could train in Greece. When they reached Italy, however, they learned that Greece used the Julian calendar and was 2 weeks ahead of most of the world. The team had to rush to Athens on a train and arrived only a day before the games began. They had to compete with no rest or training. Some athletes participated almost by accident. Australia was represented by a single runner, Edwin Flack, who won the 800 and 1500 meter races. He attended only because he was working as an accountant in Britain at the time, and some friends persuaded him to go. J.P. Boland of Britain was in Greece on vacation when the games began. He decided to enter the tennis event, and he won. The first modern Olympics received little attention in international newspapers, but Coubertin was pleased and persuaded the committee to continue. Since then, the games have been held every 4 years except in 1916, during World War I, and in 1940 and 1944, during World War II. The games have grown a great deal. At the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, Australia, there were 300 events in 28 sports. There were 10,651 competitors from 199 countries. Nearly 500,000 people attended the games, and up to 3 billion people saw some of the games on television. The 2004 Olympics will create a link with the past. For the first time since 1896, the Olympic Games will return to Athens, Greece.